This is Alive with Joseph.
Let's get into scriptures tonight. Let's begin from the book of Luke chapter 1, verse 57. Luke chapter 1, verse 57. I'm reading the Webster Bible translation. Luke chapter 1, verse 57, it says, Now Elizabeth's full time came that she should be delivered and brought forth a son. Now Elizabeth full time came that she should be delivered and she brought forth a son. That's the Webster Bible translation. Amen. We're looking at what our title tonight, Your Full Cycle is Here. Tonight, I believe that there is a release of the anointing of God in the atmosphere that will give birth to your expectation in the name of Jesus. I say, I believe tonight that your full cycle is here in the name of Jesus. And I believe because God has brought you into your full cycle, whatever is your expectation tonight, I announce over you, it shall be delivered in the name of Jesus. I say it shall be delivered in the name of Jesus. I say it shall be delivered in the name of Jesus. The Bible said that when Elizabeth full cycle came, she brought forth a son. So many of you right now listening to me, you have entered into your delivery season. And I announce over you tonight, you will bring forth your expectation in the name of Jesus. I say you will deliver that expectation in the name of Jesus. You have carried an expectation for the last couple of months, last couple of weeks. Some of you right now in the last 2 years, 3 years, 9 years, 9 months, 9 weeks. But I came tonight to declare over you, your expectation will be given birth to in the name of Jesus. I announce by the Spirit of the living God, I declare within the next few days, you will deliver your expectation in the name of Jesus. I didn't hear your amen like a believer. I say you will deliver your expectation in the name of Jesus. I don't know how long you have been expecting it. I don't know how long you have carried that expectation. But by the time the service is over tonight, I decree and I declare that expectation shall be birthed in the name of Jesus. I announce your full cycle is here in the name of Jesus. I say your full cycle is here in the name of Jesus. I deploy the angels of the living God all over this room right now and all over the airwaves. I declare they will help you deliver in the name of Jesus. They will help you deliver that thing you are expecting in the name of Jesus. You didn't hear me. I said they will help you deliver that thing you are expecting in the name of Jesus. Hear me and hear me well, friends. This is your time. This is your moment in the name of Jesus. Your full time has come in the name of Jesus. Your full cycle is here in the name of Jesus. I announce over you tonight as your amen will thunder, your full cycle which shall manifest in the name of Jesus. That which you have carried it. It looks like it will not come to pass. It looks like it will not be birthed. I stand here tonight under this atmosphere, in this anointing. I declare, let your expectation be birthed in the name of Jesus. Thunder after me, my full cycle is here. Thunder, my full time has come. Thunder, it is time for me to bring forth my expectations. Thunder, it is time for me to bring forth my expectations. If you believe it, give me two. Amen. Two. Give the Lord your praise tonight. Hallelujah. It is time to bring forth your expectation in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. God, by his wisdom, has made it that a woman must carry pregnancy for 9 months. And afterwards, there must be delivery. If she delivers earlier than 9 months, medical science considers it as a premature delivery. If she delivers, you know, if she exceeds more than 9 months, it is considered a medical cycle that it was overdue. I pray for you today. Your full cycle is here. Therefore, your expectation will not be delivered prematurely in the name of Jesus. And I declare your expectation will not overdue in the name of Jesus. It will be delivered at the right time in the name of Jesus. I declare tonight by the Spirit of the living God, you have completed your full cycle. Therefore, I announce over you, it will no longer delay beyond this point in the name of Jesus. I say your delivery will no longer delay beyond this point in the name of Jesus. I prophesy the Lord God Almighty, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the one to whom of his kingdom there is no end. I announce deliver expectation in the name of Jesus. I said deliver expectation in the name of Jesus. Deliver expectation in the name of Jesus. Thunder, my full cycle is here. Therefore, tonight, under this anointing, under this atmosphere, I deliver my expectation. Say amen to that. The scripture says that the expectation of the righteous shall not be cut off. That is, it will not overdue. That is, it will not delay. The expectation for your business, deliver in the name of Jesus. Expectation for your career, deliver in the name of Jesus. Expectation for your children, your family, your household, deliver in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise if you believe it tonight. Is that how you celebrate the Lord? Give him praise. When your full cycle is here, no devil can stop delivering. Listen, friends. Understand that God is interested in your expectation. He wants to control your expectation. In as much as God wants to control your expectation, also understand that the devil is interested and he also wants to control your expectations. God is interested in your expectations. He wants to control your expectations. At the same time, the devil as well is interested in your expectation. He also wants to control your expectations. Your heavenly Father, how does he control your expectations? He controls your expectations by your faith. And how does the devil control your expectations? He controls your expectations by your fears. Faith makes you expect the worst. The same way fear makes you expect the worst, the same way faith makes you expect the best. That is to say, when the devil wants to control your expectation, he introduces fear. When God wants to control your expectation, faith is made available. Why? Because faith makes you expect the best and fear makes you expect the worst. I declare it is your season and your full cycle is here. By faith, I prophesy, receive your expectation in the name of Jesus. I say, receive it in the name of Jesus. Faith controls your expectation for the best. Fear controls your expectation for the worst. In the book of Job chapter 3 verse 25, the Bible said that Job said, the thing that I greatly expected, the thing that I greatly feared has come upon me. The thing I expected, the thing I feared has come upon me. That is to say, what he was expecting manifested. In the book of Hebrews chapter 10 verse 12, the Bible tells us, but this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, he sat down at the right hand of God the Father. He sat down. That is, the reason he's sitting, and I told you last time, is because there is nothing else for him to do. He has completed the works. I pray for you from henceforth, whatever you are expecting, because Jesus has completed it, receive it as a testimony in the name of Jesus. I say, receive it as a testimony in the name of Jesus. I declare tonight, whatever the enemy wants to introduce into your life via the gateway of fear, I close the door in the name of Jesus. Now he's sitting down expecting his enemies to be his footstool. Listen, friends, this is the word of the Lord to you. Everything that has been done by the forces of darkness to trouble you, God is saying, I should tell you tonight that they are going to be under your feet in the name of Jesus. Everything that comes from the pit of hell, everything that comes from the forces of darkness, be it from humans, be it from spirits, right here, right now, I declare they are under your feet in the name of Jesus. I said they are under your feet in the name of Jesus. The Bible said, and Jesus sat down, and the devil is under his feet. He sat down and the devil is under his feet. And the Bible says, you and I, we are seated together with Christ in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. If the devil is under his feet, then that same devil is under your feet as well. He is under your feet as well. I decree and I declare, as your amen will thunder tonight, everything under you will continuously be under you in the name of Jesus. I say it will continuously be under you in the name of Jesus. Lift your right leg. Say, right now, I declare everything under my feet remains under my feet in the name of Jesus. Put it down and declare, amen. He's seated because now he expects the enemy to be under his feet. Hear this, friends. Anything that the God has put under you has no power over you. Right in this service, I pray for you. Any sickness, any disease that has followed you here, any sickness, any disease you have carried for so many years, I declare tonight it expires in the name of Jesus. I say it expires in the name of Jesus. That oppression, that depression, that opposition, I command it tonight, because they are under your feet, expire in the name of Jesus. I say expire in the name of Jesus. And anyone here, you are listening to me, you are afflicted and tormented, and melosh kepatu say, I command the torment and affliction expire in the name of Jesus. And you are here thinking of committing suicide, you have been having suicidal thoughts because your expectation looks like it is not happening, I came to announce over you, I came to declare over you, that expectation is about to happen in the name of Jesus. Don't kill yourself. It is about to happen in the name of Jesus. I say it is about to happen in the name of Jesus. And every oppressive spirit that is trying to force you to give up hope, I decree and I declare, they are deleted out of your system in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I came tonight to bring you out. I didn't come to negotiate tonight. And I pray for you tonight. Whatever has been oppressing your spirit, suppressing your soul, making you think that that thing which you have carried may never happen, I came to declare by the power of the living God, as long as the Lord liveth, that expectation shall be delivered in the name of Jesus. I say to be delivered in the name of Jesus. Your expectation will come to pass in the name of Jesus. Thunder, my expectations has reached full cycle. Therefore, tonight, I command a manifestation. If you believe it, say amen. Hallelujah. When your expectation gets to full cycle, it will have no choice but to deliver. The Bible said, and Elizabeth time came. Full time came. Why is heaven and hell interested in your expectation? Simply because your expectation is the womb that carries your manifestation. Your expectation is the womb that carries your manifestation. Understand, friends, expectation is a womb. It carries something. Expectation is a womb. When due season comes, it delivers what it carries. It delivers what it carries. Expectation is a womb. Some of you, whilst you are in this service, there are things that your expectation is carrying that has nothing to do with what Jesus has done for you. Job, inasmuch as Job was an upright man who eschewed evil, yet he carried an expectation that had nothing to do with the God he was serving. He carried an expectation that was contrary to the promises of God, carried an expectation, and ultimately, because expectation is a womb, after a while, when due season comes, it has to deliver. When due season came, Job had no power over the delivery of his expectations, because he said, the thing that I fear, the expectation I carried, has manifested. I pray for you tonight. Any wrong expectations you have carried that is not in line with God's redemptive purpose for you, it will not deliver in the name of Jesus. Let the mercy of God overrule you in the name of Jesus. Expectation is a womb. And I hear my spirit, some of you in this service, things are already happening for you. By the time the service is over, oh, I say, by the time the service is over, that good news will arrive in the name of Jesus. I say it will arrive in the name of Jesus. The phone call will arrive in the name of Jesus. The text message will arrive in the name of Jesus. I declare, receive your expectation as a manifestation in the name of Jesus. And any wrong expectation, I declare, it will not arrive in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Angels are deployed on your behalf. They will work on your behalf. in the name of Jesus. Listen, when a pregnant woman is expecting a child, what does she do? She prepares for the child she's expecting. Even with the way science has got into right now, the woman can know if she's delivering a boy or a girl. And based on what she knows, she's now able to prepare. She goes and buys clothes. She buys things for the child she's expecting. She's expectant. A pregnant woman readies herself with everything she needs before she ever goes to labor. Why? Because her expectation of a child fuels her preparation. Her expectation of a child fuels her preparation. Your preparation tells me what you are expecting. Her expectation of a child fuels her preparation. She begins to prepare in every area, even in the things she eats, the way she behaves. Everything is geared towards the child she's expecting. The expectation controls her habits, controls her appetites. The expectation controls everything. My friend, when you are not expecting anything, your appetite will be all over the place. But when you are expecting something, it controls your appetite. It fuels the way you pray because you are expectant. When you see a brother is praying as if there is nothing at stake, it's because he is expecting nothing. That's why he's praying laba, 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 and he's sleeping. Because he's expecting nothing. When you are expectant, it will be seen and heard in the way you pray. When a pregnant woman is expectant, her appetite is affected. What are you expecting? Hallelujah. And I declare, in the name of our Lord Jesus, every good you are expecting, I call it into manifestation. In the name of Jesus. The Bible said when Elizabeth full time came, she was ready. When Elizabeth full time came, she was ready. When Elizabeth full time came, even some families where they have more money, they even prepare a room for the child. Expectation. Expectation makes you prepare a room for yourself. Expectation. 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 The Bible said in the book of Kings, 2 Kings, when Elisha spoke to the woman, he said, go borrow vessels and close the door. Because she was not expecting anything, she sent her children. When you're not expecting anything, you don't make room. When a pregnant woman is expecting a child, those who have much money, they prepare a room. They even have a name for the child. Because they are expecting something. When a full time came, she was ready. I pray for you. May you be ready when your full time comes in the name of Jesus. She brought forth her expectation. There are many Elizabeths in this house tonight. Some are online tonight. I came to declare, as your amen will thunder, you will bring forth your expectation in the name of Jesus. Your full time has come in the name of Jesus. Celebrate the Lord if you're that person I'm talking about. If you believe that your full time has come, you're bringing forth that expectation. How do you prepare for your expectation? How do you prepare for your expectation? Quickly, before we pray. Number one, act on your expectation. That's how you prepare for your expectation. The Bible says in 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 to 15, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that. And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we desired of him. Then the Apostle James now tells us that faith without works is dead. Faith without works, what does that works mean? It means corresponding action. Act on your expectation. The same way a pregnant woman acts on her expectation. How does she act on her expectation? She buys baby things. She doesn't go, even her clothes changes. She buys maternity gown. You don't see a pregnant woman go and buy a tight jean. She's acting on her expectation. She buys baby things. She's acting on her expectation. Why? When you are expecting, there must be corresponding actions. You must put some actions into your expectation. Why? If you do not act on your expectation, it can be aborted. If you do not act on your expectations, it can be aborted. If you are expecting something, you must act on it. 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 I'm expecting a testimony. What do? I act on it. I'm expecting God to come through for me. What do? I act on it. Declare after me, say, I am expectant. Declare loud and clear, I am expectant. And I agree with you tonight. Receive your expectation in the name of Jesus. I say, receive your expectation in the name of Jesus. In the book of 2 Chronicles chapter 13, the Bible tells us that there was war between Abijah and Jeroboam. Abijah was the great-grandson of King David. And Jeroboam was the son of King Solomon's servant. Was the son of one of King Solomon's servants. Now let's pick up that conversation and we park the vehicle here and we pray. 2 Chronicles 13 verse 3. And Abijah set the battle in array with an army of valiant men and women, even 400,000 chosen men. Jeroboam also set the battle in array against him with 800,000 chosen men, be mighty men of valor. Actually, the Bible talks about, you know, Abijah's men. There was nothing said that they were mighty men of valor. But when it came to Jeroboam, the Bible said they were chosen. 400 men of Abijah, random men. But 800 men of Jeroboam, they were chosen. They were chosen. They were chosen men. Being mighty men of valor. They were not ordinary people. They were not anyhow people. They were not anyhow kind of men. They were chosen men. Mighty men of valor. When you look at verse 3, that scripture very well. When you keep your eyes here. When a man goes to confront another, when a king goes to confront another king with 400 soldiers and the king has 800 soldiers, it will either be that the man is mad or he knows something. So it is either Abijah was crazy for him to confront another king who had twice his soldiers, or Abijah knew something that Jeroboam didn't know, for him to go and confront an opponent who had twice the number of his army. So it can be that this man knows something that his opponent, his opposition, didn't know. And because of what he knew, he was expecting something to happen in the battlefield. In verse 5, Abijah made an announcement to Jeroboam. I believe this was what he knew. He made an announcement to Jeroboam in verse 5. He said, don't you know that the Lord, the God of Israel, has given the kingship of Israel to David and his descendant forever by a covenant of salt. So that explains, this was what he knew that was fueling his expectations. That based on what I know, I can't get into this battle and fail. I can't get into this battle and lose. My friend, what you know fuels your expectation. If you know nothing, your expectation will not be fueled. Can that explain why many believers have no expectation? Because they know nothing about the covenant God has with them. He entered the battle based on what he knew. Hallelujah. Jeroboam, how come you have forgotten? So Abijah knew something that Jeroboam didn't know. So based on what he knew, his expectation was set. He came to the battle to collect what belongs to him. How many are here to collect tonight? How many are here to collect tonight? Do you know that your God is a healer? Are you ready to collect your healing tonight? Do you know that your God is a provider? Are you ready to collect provision tonight? Do you know that your God is a deliverer? Are you ready to walk out of this place totally set free tonight? If you believe, give Jesus praise tonight. He knew something. Based on what he knew, his expectation was set. And he said to him, don't you know that the kingship of Israel has been given to David and his descendant forever? Hallelujah. It ties down to what I was teaching 2 weeks ago. Many forget what they know. When you forget what you know, it affects your expectation. Hallelujah. I declare over you tonight, you are collecting what the devil robbed you from in the name of Jesus. Whatever was taken from you through ignorance, I prophesy tonight, take it back in the name of Jesus. I say, take your health back in the name of Jesus. Take your restoration back in the name of Jesus. Take your open doors back in the name of Jesus. Take the victory of your family back in the name of Jesus. Take back the blessing of God upon your family in the name of Jesus. Whatever was taken from you because of ignorance, I declare tonight, as your amen will thunder, take it back in the name of Jesus. Take it back. Oh, give Jesus praise tonight. Child of God, it is full cycle. God is on your side. It is full cycle. Jesus is on your side. It is full cycle. The Holy Ghost is on your side. It is full cycle. The host of heaven is on your side. It is full cycle. Give Jesus praise. Jeroboam, you ought to know. You ought to know. Listen, friends, there are Jeroboams around your life who are busy intimidating you, opposing you, doing everything to try to stop you from going forward. Child of God, don't sit there and keep quiet. Don't sit there and do nothing. Don't sit there and watch Jeroboam outrun you out of what belongs to you. Imagine if Abijah did not arise. Imagine if he had kept quiet. Imagine if he didn't know that the kingship of Israel has been given to his father's house for eternity. Not just anyhow, but by a covenant. Imagine if he didn't know. It is time for you to rise. I say it is time for you to rise. It is time for you to contend in battle. It is time to take back what belongs to you in the name of Jesus. The weapons of our warfare, the Bible said, they are not carnal. They are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. I declare over you tonight, your expectation is delivered in the name of Jesus. In verse 14, the Bible said, Abijah and his army were being attacked in front and from behind. Soldiers were coming in front. You know, the guy had a good battle strategy, Jeroboam. He knew that I have outnumbered you. So what do? I come from the front, I come from the back. He was under severe attack from both sides. Hear me, friends. Victory doesn't happen by accident. Victory is not a mistake that just happened. Victory is a deliberate, intentional, purposeful action taken by a man or woman based on the promises of God. Victory doesn't happen by accident. When Abijah saw the battle overwhelming him, he cried out, the Bible said. Hear me, crying out didn't mean that they were weeping as one without hope. In that crying out, they were saying something. He cried out. He was not weeping the way some believers do. When they're overwhelmed with challenges of life, they begin to weep. As if weeping will change everything. That is why I consistently tell you, after crying, my sister, wipe your tears, open your mouth and say something. Tears does not change the situation. Tears doesn't move anything in the spiritual. It is tears mixed with prayer that moves things. The Bible said Judah turned and saw that they were being attacked at both front and rear. Then they cried out to the Lord. The priest blew their trumpet. They cried out to the Lord. So they were not weeping as one without hope. And the cry they made was a battle cry. It was a battle cry. The cry they made was a battle cry. What was it? What cry did they make? It was a war cry. In Jewish culture, it is called ruah. It was a loud shout. That cry in that scripture was a loud shout that Israelites will raise during battle. Often, when they make that shout, they are invoking God's intervention. The priest will sound the trumpet as part of the war cry. What is he doing? Signaling a call to action and also reminding Israel that they have the presence of God. So that cry, it was not that they were weeping, no, it was Ruah. That is, the priest sounded the trumpet, and it was a call to action, like this: let's act now, because God is on our side. If God be for us, who can be against us? When God is for you, power is for you. When God is for you, testimonies are for you. So the priest sounded the trumpet, say, Israel, let's go, because God is on our side. Thunder God is on my side. Thunder God is on my side. Thunder God is on my side. The battle cry was not just a noise. It was a symbolic act of faith. It was a symbolic act of faith and trust in the Almighty God. Do you know what they were doing? They were proclaiming their reliance on the Almighty God. They were declaring, without you, we can do nothing. They were declaring, if you are for us, nobody can be against us. They were declaring, when God is on our side, no devil can outrun us. They were announcing to creation that we have the help of God. They were announcing to creation that God is our Ebenezer. They were declaring that God is on our side. He is our high tower. He is our bridge over many waters. He is the way maker. He is the mountain mover. He is the first, the last. They were declaring Jehovah supports. He's with us. And if he's with us, no devil can clear us out of the way. They were announcing that we have faith in the finished work of Calvary. Give Jesus praise tonight. So they were shouting, God is on our side. We are not afraid. God is on our side. We are not afraid. 1,000 will fall by my side. 10,000 by my right hand. It will not come near me. Only with my eyes will I behold and see the reward of the wicked. He will bear me up in his arms, lest I dash my foot against a stone. Give Jesus praise. They were proclaiming their reliance on God. They were declaring, God is for us. Look at your neighbor, announce to them, say, God is for us. Thunder, I have the help of God. As the morning prayer is today, declare, I have the help of God. Thunder, I have the help of God. And verse 15. The men of Judah raised the battle cry. At the sound of their battle cry, God routed Jeroboam and all Israel before Abijah and Judah. They shouted. Shouting is a demonstration. Shouting is an announcement of victory before victory manifests. Every time you shout, you are announcing your victory before victory manifests. The scripture says, clap your hands, all you people. Shout. Shout, 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 shout. With a voice of triumph, times are come, times are come, times are come. Shout with a voice of triumph. The priest blew the trumpet and the people shouted. When you shout, you are releasing the sound of victory. When you shout, you are announcing your testimony even before the testimony manifests. Give Jesus praise. Blow that trumpet. Sound the alarm. Blow that trumpet. Let's rise on our feet. Blow that trumpet. Shout. Your victory is here. Shout, your expectation is here. Shout, your testimony has arrived. Shout, your new job is here. Shout, your breakthrough is here. Shout, your marital destiny is open. Shout, your children are doing well. Shout, your testimony has arrived. Shout. Shiporo seteya. Is your full time? Is your full time? Your full cycle is completed. Your next level is birthed in the name of Jesus. God intervened. God routed Jeroboam and his army. In verse 20, the Bible said, he never recovered his strength all the days of Abijah's life. He never recovered his strength all the days of Abijah's life. That sickness that comes out of your body will never recover his strength in your body again. In the name of Jesus, that stroke, akupa, setushka, that came to attack your body, I declare tonight, it is annihilated in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and begin to bless the Lord. Begin to bless the Lord. Lift your voice and bless the Lord. Jeroboam never recovered. Whatever is a Jeroboam in your life, as you have shouted tonight, deleted. Your expectation is bettered.
Thank you so much for listening. We believe you are blessed by the word. For more, please visit our website, www.alivewithjoseph.com, as well as subscribe to our YouTube channel, Alive with Joseph Ngokocha. Till next time, God bless.